forever. Dog.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're doing it.
Well, what you don't know is that I'm very, very close to Marie right now.
She's touching my leg.
Literally, I'm inside of her. Hello? Hello? Anybody inside, there?
Inside, Sydney is inside.
Yeah, I came on over to Marie's house because, you know, the Zoom don't be boom, boom, booming sometimes.
Yeah, we tried to record this episode yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't feeling it. I said, you know what? I don't think this is a good episode. And Sydney, being the team player that she is, was like, what you need, Beach? What you need us to cut out? Should I come over there? And I was like, nah, my apartment looks crazy. It don't look bad now. I finally unpacked my suitcase from New Orleans last night.
I'm almost there. I have like four articles in the suitcase. Four, maybe like a shirt, a pair of panties, and like some random jeans or whatever. But I just refuse to take everything out of my suitcase. I don't know. I'm like, I know that I'm not going to be getting it. I'm not going to be using the suitcase anytime soon, but
is it clean stuff or is it dirty stuff?
No. What happens is when we go away,
right,
and come back, I take out all the dirty clothes. I wash those. Anything that's clean, I leave it in the suitcase.
Right.
I always take the dirty clothes out because 9 times out of 10, I need those dirty ass clothes.
Right. Cause those the cute stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was living out of the suitcase. I would take stuff out, put it on, put it back in the suitcase.
It actually feels like you're on the road. On the road again.
On the road again. No, I was stepping over it. Listen, my apartment is, what I realized yesterday is my apartment is too small. It's perfect for me right now as a single person, but I need to live in a bigger place so that it won't feel so cluttered.
Right.
But then I feel like if I had more space, I would just get more stuff.
And that's where you have your good friend, Exhibit A. Mm. Sydney has 2 bedrooms.
Yes.
And I have a whole room that is the miscellaneous vanity office.
It was the cat room for a while.
It's still the cat room, low key. Mm-hmm. And I find myself throwing things in there, putting things in a corner. It's cluttered. It's your girl is giving hoarder with a lowercase h, but an uppercase R.
Hoarders with a Z.
Yeah, Z. Bourgeoisie. I'm a bougie hoarder at that.
Yeah.
And so I have more space, but yeah, I find a way to add more things to it. And
but what kind of stuff are we talking about?
Like clothes.
So you're buying clothes. More clothes or
clothes.
You're putting clothes that is clean clothes. In there or dirty clothes? Like what's
clothes. Just clothes. I find a way to get more clothes. Mm. I say I don't have any clothes. Then I get on the good old www.net. And I find more things to pile into a corner or to lay on top of my bed. And I always buy items that I'm like, let me get that top, but I don't know what bottom's going to go with it, but I know I'm going to figure something out. And then
you always figure it out.
I do, but there's always a time where I'm like, I have this top, but I don't have a bottom to go with this. Or I have a bottom that's like a weird style, it's a specific thing, and I don't have a top for it. So I have a lot of like mismatch shit. Yeah, and you're good at mismatching.
I love a mismatch.
Yeah,
I
mean, right now, that's
I'm wearing
not me.
Green snake print and what is that? Cheetah?
Yeah.
I love a mismatch.
My brain is mismatch. I don't need my clothes to reflect what's going on in my head. So that's a strong no for me.
And yet you got statement pieces all up and through that house.
If only I could find those statement pieces when I actually need them. Let me tell you what happens.
What happens?
I know that I'll have something to do later on in the nighttime or like a show or whatnot. And I'm like, oh, I think I know what I'm going to wear.
Yep.
And by the time it's time to get ready, I'm already late. I'm already an hour in. Right?
Girl.
So I'm looking for this one thing that's going to go with the pants or go with the shoes or I had it in my, I can't fucking find it. So then I'm flipping over, you know, couches and underneath rugs and fucking up a beautiful space that was just cleaned by our beautiful,
our buff man,
6'2" Manuel. Mm-hmm. And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's just like, hang your shit up, or maybe I need a bigger closet. I actually have 2.5 closets, and I'm still like,
Two and a half closets. Are you counting the bathroom as a half?
No, I have like a friend that's like trying to set up another closet space for me. And it's just...
Set up another... What is it? Did you get in a storage unit? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like a rack that I can use up against the wall. That kind of like what Carolina has in her place. And it's just like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to plan to be a more organized person.
Yep.
But the outcome is always like, it's a big old peanut butter and jelly mess. It's a mess, you know?
It's a mess, but I think that... we're pushing through, sis.
We are.
On Sunday, I came home from the knit, and my house was in such disarray.
Yeah.
It was dishes. I had to repot some plants, so the plants was in the middle of the floor. I had little stacks of laundry piles all over the place in my living room, and it was just like, I was like, I gotta go to bed. I can't look at this right now. I was like, I need to lay down, because I will leave things in my path on purpose. Because I'll be like, if I leave this right by the door, I have to, it's going to be in the way. So I'm going to have to deal with it. And I'll just hurdle over it for a week.
And that's what you call the textbook high functioning depressed person. See, like you look on the outside like, oh, you're getting everything done, or you're getting pieces. You're returning some things. Yeah. You're getting things done right at the like second, or maybe you're 20 minutes late, but you're still doing it. Mm-hmm. So you are still moving around when I move, you move just like that. So nobody really sees how like rough it is, but then you come into your place and
shambles.
It's just like, damn, somebody came in and robbed you, but left everything.
Yeah. Sydney said, you said your room looked like somebody robbed you and didn't take anything.
Yeah.
They ransacked it.
And I had nothing for them to take.
But it also looks worse when I have to get dressed to go somewhere. If I have to get dressed, the outfit in my brain usually doesn't look how I want it to look. So I'm remixing it and trying on other things. And after I try something on, it's going on the couch.
It's going on the couch. It's going on the floor. It's becoming a little bed for Jelly and Jam. Oh. I want to know if anybody is really keeping their place clean. Like, how are they doing it? How are they getting ready and then putting things away? I can't do that.
People who do that are the same people who cook, and while they cook, they wash their dishes.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, what sorcery is that?
And those people are not coming when they have sex.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I said it. You heard it here first.
If you clean up after yourself while you're making a mess, you ain't coming.
Yeah, because you're micromanaging. Mm. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. But also, what do I know? I've had a pile of laundry that's been on an ottoman for 4 months now.
An ottoman. Yeah, that's nice. Well, in order to kind of figure out my life a little bit, I ordered a whiteboard from that evil website.
Yeah, we will not say it.
We will not say it, but you know what it is.
We're not going to discuss it.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
So I got that, and I feel like if I write everything out, first of all, I'm going to write stuff that I've already done on the board so I can cross it off just so I can feel good about myself. The first thing I'm going to write on the board is unpack the board.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hang it up right there. Or maybe I'll move the easel back and I'll put it on the easel, but I just... Woo.
You got to see the things that you accomplish, because we get so overwhelmed about the things that we have to do in the future that we don't acknowledge the actual things that's currently happening. So, I mean, it just feels like an emotional dump of anxiety that you're like, well, I'm never going to get through this.
Nope.
So I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah. So I'm going to go to sleep.
I'd be like, well, I guess I'll lay down. I think that's what... Like, you know, I feel like I heard about, like, somebody, like, when you're really hungry, when you're, like, family doesn't have any food, if you're hungry, you just go to bed.
Yeah, poverty.
That's I'm like, it's too much clutter in here. I'm a lay down.
Yeah, well, that's what I call a depression nap. Because it's like, if I take this nap, I think that I'll feel better when I get up, but the problems are still there.
Well, you wake up and you fall into that pile of clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Well, we're managing. At least you look fantastic, friend.
And that's the great thing about a cover. Mm. You know, I have a good cover. The cover, the presentation is amazing. But
you know what kind of cover you have? One of those like plastic science project covers that you had like slid the little plastic color piece on. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do know what you're
the
talking
book
about.
Report. Yeah. Covers. Mm-hmm. That's what you're giving.
The see-through. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shiny.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And I used to do it in school. I would buy those covers because what's inside is trash, but at least I presented the trash cute, you know?
Right. Whatever the rubrics say, if it says something about presentation, you get a 10 on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
So you didn't do well with your book reports when you were a kid?
No. I think that, you know, low-key, high-key, I had some learning disabilities. It took me a while to comprehend things. Reading is fundamental, and I was missing the fun in the fundamental part.
So, you're missing the demental part.
Yeah, that too. Nothing was fun, and there was no mental. I was mento. Yes.
My dad used to do my book reports for me.
What?
Or my school projects for me. And I'd be like, yo, I want to do it. And he'd be like, I got to get it perfect. And he would like draw my book report covers for me. We used to do the dioramas, you know, that like shoebox thing with the strings and like, you know what I'm talking about?
I've never been more jealous.
My dad used to do my I would be jealous because I wanted to do them. And he'd be like, nah, I got to do it. I know how to glue it down. And it was like, but I want to do my project. Yeah. So.
That's so sweet. Shout out to Samuel. Good man.
Yeah. Father's Day is coming up. So. Yeah.
You know, I don't really fuck with Father's Day because I don't have a father or whatnot.
You don't fuck with fathers.
I don't fuck with fathers. You know, I'm not fucking a father and, you know, I don't really have a father.
But you have banged a father before.
I have. Mm-hmm. I have fucked a father and it was interesting because he didn't look like a dad. He had too many muscles. Mm. Yeah, my ex was a trainer and... You know, he had a skateboard and I was just like, what are you?
Wait, the dude that's missing a ceiling he is a father.
Yes, he is. Wow, you're really putting the pieces together, sis.
Yeah, girl, because you said.
You're doing this right. You're doing the Jessica Fletcher work right here.
Yeah, girl, I'm doing the Nancy Drew right now.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Well, if anybody has ever heard the story of me.
Remind us.
Oh, girl.
It's a light-skinned man with a daughter, but no ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, no, he moved into the building like. Renovated, so he has a ceiling now. But when we first hooked up, it was pitch black, so I couldn't see anything. But when I woke up in the morning, it looked like something out of the Candyman.
So it wasn't giving Hey Arnold skylight.
No.
Okay.
No, it was giving like I should be screaming. I should be worried. I should be worried if it's the type of ceiling that your body should be in a tub of ice because they took your organs out.
It's given Saw.
Yes, very much so.
Let's play a game.
Hostile. That too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What floor was he on?
I can't even tell you, sis. I cannot remember a thing. This was so many years ago.
Was it garden level or was it like
It was not garden level because it was like, nigga, you should have all your ceiling together. But, you know, shout out to...
shout out to people with roofs.
No. Shout out to I know what I was having. I was having picklebacks.
Oh.
Yeah. Pickleback shots. Jameson and pickle juice. Shout out to having, you know, 7-8 of those. And you don't really need a ceiling when you're blackout.
Okay, wait. So I did pickleback shots for the first time recently. Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to hold one in your mouth and then add the other to your mouth and then swallow?
Yeah.
Oh, so then
You're supposed to drink the Jameson and then drink the pickleback.
But am I supposed to swallow them both at the same time?
You know, you swallow one and then you swallow the other.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, somebody was trying to tell me I was doing it wrong.
Let me tell you, drinking is so disgusting that we have to find ways to make it taste better. But like the fact that we're drinking pickle juice like pregnant women... just let you know that Jameson is disgusting.
Yes, it's all a little tiny bit gross. Yeah. But, you know, when you're in college, you drink dumb stuff. Or, you know, outside of college, whatever.
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
Yeah, I drank that in college. I used to drink Remy in college. I was like a dark liquor person for a while.
I was hypnotic. I was Stoli Raz.
Ooh, any flavored vodka.
99 apples. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and I love like the Ocean Spray Cran Raz juice. You're
making like a jungle juice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of hangovers we would have because there was just like so much sugar in anything that we were drinking.
I didn't get hangovers in college.
You're an alien, Marie.
Nobody that I knew was getting hungover or maybe just me.
Maybe it's just you.
We would have tequila night every Tuesday and I would wake up and be like, y'all want to go to Nathan's?
No.
You guys want to go get some burgers? No. It was just hangovers for me is something that is fairly recent. And it's still not what it is in the movies for me.
I think I started out the womb dehydrated. So that's why. Out the Womb Dehydrated is a great title.
Out the Womb Dehydrated.
Yes.
Andrew's not here to write that down.
Write that down, please, friend.
Is there a pen on the table?
Yeah, we have a pen on the table.
Ooh, out the Womb Dehydrated.
Yeah, this is, it's crazy that we're missing Andrew. How many minutes are we in? We're like 20 minutes in and we just acknowledge that Andrew isn't here.
Well, the birds are outside are chirping really loud, and it's like, oh, it almost feels like there is a third person here.
Yes. But... Hey, hey, dinner, dinner, all day long, bumping in a singing that song.
Out the Womb Dehydrated?
Yeah.
Drated. I don't know why this made me think of Cruella, but me and Sydney went to the movies the other day, and we saw Cruella with Emma What's-Her-Face. Actually,
Stone.
Both of their names were Emma.
Emma Stone.
In real life.
Oh.
Emma Stone and Emma Thompson.
You know, I'm not a movie buff or anything like that, but I did not fall asleep.
Mm.
So I don't know if that means anything.
I think it does. Sydney was awake.
I do be falling asleep in movie theaters, and it's unfortunate because it's like I did pay for the ticket. Well, I didn't buy the ticket on this one, but I stayed up, and it was cool, but like I'm not an Emma Stone fan.
Where are the Emma Stone fans at?
Please show yourselves.
Right.
The E Stone Hive, please hit us in the comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Stone Hive. I don't know that I've ever met anybody who's an Emma Stone fan. So that. But the movie was fun. They tried to PC Cruella up. She didn't wear no fur, no animal skin in the whole movie.
And that's bullshit because we'll see movie after movie where niggas are hanging from the trees. Mm. They're beating women. They're shooting. They're gorging people's eyes out.
What movie is this? Is this Saw still?
No. This like every like slavery or like police brutality film, we'll see the brutality in that. But it's like skin the dogs.
Oh.
Skin the fucking dogs.
Sydney said skin the dogs.
Is that a good title? Skin the dogs.
I'm going to write it down.
PETA gonna come for us.
Skin the dogs. But like the way PETA comes to the rescue of these animals is wild.
Yeah.
PETA is like the NRA in terms of like they just lobby. They just got all this money behind them and they can say whatever they want to whoever they want.
But that's why it was so absurd because we can't hate Cruella because the reason why we were so mad is because she was evil and she was skinning the dogs.
She wanted to kill them dogs. So after I came home from watching Cruella, mm-hmm. I had to watch the Glenn Close version to cleanse my palate. And not gonna lie, had actually never seen the Glenn Close version.
Uh-huh.
But she's wearing like a whole leopard, like a leopard body and the head on her shoulder in the movie. And it's like, yeah. She went and got that legit fur for the movie.
Yeah, we need to see that. I mean, we saw Tiger King, which was an 8-part fucking docuseries. And, you know, they're literally treating the tiger so bad. They're feeding them expired meat.
They were giving them meat from Costco or something like that, right?
Just ra-ta-ta-ta. But we can't see in Cruella the Dalmatians. We don't even fuck with Dalmatians like that. They actually don't like kids.
Dalmatians don't like kids?
No.
I guess I am a Dalmatian. I too identify as a Dalmatian. Je suis Dalmatian.
That's a good title. Thank you. Je suis Dalmatian.
Je suis Dalmatian.
Thank you.
I mean, I think her not killing the dog in the movie makes sense because she was so excited about the dog coat in 101 Dalmatians. So maybe that makes sense. But I just didn't believe Emma Stone as a villain.
Nope.
The other lady, I thought, played a better villain than she did.
Running laps around her.
Oh, my God. And I was like, I was like, sis, what? I mean, it's a fun movie to watch, but it's definitely too long. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, I was all right. I didn't need to see it. I was glad I saw it with the gang, with some friends. Mm-hmm. It was a great thing, a great outing. I was appreciative of that. But
first time I've been to the movie in like, the movie's in like over a year. Maybe.
Yeah, again, yeah. It was ice cold. You know, the popcorn was fresh but stale at the same time. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It was a great feeling. I was glad to be back. And, you know, would I recommend anybody pay the money to go see the movie? No.
No.
But if you just want to experience with some friends and maybe somebody who's got a, you know, a business card they want to sign off. They want to.
Oh, like a corporate card.
Corporate card. And buy the tickets for y'all. Then go off, King.
A corporate card. Yeah. Wow. I went to get, I was at a comedy show the other day and this guy came over. It was me, Paris Sachet, friend of the pod, and then like two or three other people who names that don't matter right now. And this guy came over and was like, Paris, do you want me to get you something to drink? And she said, no, but I think everybody else might be thirsty. Or she was like, I'm not sure yet, but what does everybody else want? Mm-hmm. So she volunteered this man's corporate card mm-hmm. for our drinks. And everybody ordered a drink. And he tried to run out on the tab at the end of the night.
We love to see it. I mean, now that the things are open and people are out here splurging and thriving and hopping and bopping. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be old New York if people weren't skimming and scamming on the tabs.
Sir, if you got the corporate card on you, use the corporate card.
There might be a limit. They might have a budget.
Well, then he shouldn't have came over to ask for the drinks. Honestly, if I asked somebody what they wanted to drink and they volunteered my card for four other niggas, I'd be like, yeah, babe, I was just asking for you. Exactly. No. But you know what? I did do something nice for somebody yesterday. Mm. Yesterday, I was feeling really like in a kind of crappy mood. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel good or whatever. And I went to the grocery store because I needed to get milk.
Okay.
And when I walked in, there was a guy outside the supermarket begging people to get him something to eat. Mm-hmm. So I removed one AirPod, you know, because I had to pause the music. I said, what was that? And he was like, can you please get me something to eat? Can you help me get something to eat? And I was like, yeah, maybe. And I went in and I was looking around and I was like, maybe I should get him something to eat because I'm having a bad day, but I'm really having a very good life.
Yes.
So I was like, maybe I should get him
something. Bad day, good life. Great title.
Bad day, good life.
I love that, bitch. That's perfect. Yeah.
And so I tried to sneak out because mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, the milk that I wanted, it was too much. I was going to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And he was like, miss, can you please give me something to eat? And I was like, all right. I said, do you want like a sandwich or something? And he was like, yes, they do sandwiches in there. He was like, I want a salami. It was like salami, pepper something mm-hmm. and pickles. And I was like, okay. I went back in. I ordered his sandwich.
The man said he was hungry. He didn't say he had taste.
No.
Okay.
I went in and then I was like, should I get him some chips? And then I was like, nah, I should get him something healthy like an apple.
Okay, Marie.
So I'm in the supermarket. I got him a bottle of water, like a big ass water because it was hot yesterday. Yeah. I got him a sandwich and I got him like a little Macintosh, a Gala or whatever the hell the apple was.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, I got this man a Lola and I put it in a bag for him and I went back in and I got him some napkins. It was like I was in the supermarket for mad long getting this man his lunch.
I gave it
to him and it was like nice.
You feel better?
I felt better when I left. Yeah.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah. You passed it on.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
That's what
doing what I can for the community.
That's what you got to do. You got on one end, you got to have somebody running out on the tab and then on the other end it's got to be you. Passing it on and getting someone lunch. And we love that.
It was like the pursuit of happiness, girl. If they ever do a movie on that man's life, there's gonna be a scene with me in it.
It's gonna be you.
It's not gonna be me, but it's gonna be me.
No.
It's gonna be a light-skinned girl, probably, in the movie. It's gonna be Willow Smith.
Light-skinned girl. Well, imagine if Drake. Light-skinned girl. Imagine. Yeah, that happened. I've been kind of busy during the day. I have like a little.
You have a job now.
I have a little job. I'm in a little writer's room or whatever.
Yes, and booked.
It's cool because mm-hmm. it's on Zoom. We can't get enough of Zoom. You know, I just follow whatever the other black people leads are. And if they have their camera off, I'm turning mine off too.
It feels good.
It's a great gig because what?
Hold on. Okay. The screen went. I was like, ooh.
Okay.
Yo, we on my laptop.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. You follow what the black people are doing. If their cameras are off, yours is off too.
Yeah. Because I think we're at the point of RIP Zoom. We're mm-hmm. good on it. Mm-hmm. We just don't have that attention span anymore. We also don't want to go to the motherfucking office. Nope. So we're it's a slippery slope. It's like, do you want to take your raggedy ass to the job, or do you want to be in the house and also do the raggedy ass job in the comfort of your dusty living room? I don't know. You can't have it all. You can't have it all, and you can't have it your way. It's not Burger King.
But apparently, a lot of people are starting to quit their jobs that are asking them to come back into the office. People would rather stay home and not work than go into the office to work.
I don't know if this is a... This might be a controversial take, but we don't want to fucking work.
Well,
We don't want to work.
That's not controversial. I think that's...
We don't want to work. We get mad at people who are like, no, I don't mind being a stay-at-home mom, or yeah, I want to be taken care of or whatever. You're like, well, oh, that's not feminism or X, Y, and Z. No, I don't give a fuck what you want to put a label on. Yeah, I want to sit my ass at home. I want to take care of whatever kids or non-kids, imaginary kids that
Jellies
I have.
Jellies and jams.
Yeah. I don't want to work for one, anybody.
Bad.
Two, a beige person. Mm. Three, a man. Mm. I mean, it's a list of people I don't want to fucking work for. And yeah, right now, they want us to do that.
Yeah, but the cool thing about us is we do work for ourselves. Ultimately, we work for ourselves, and we're in a good place to be like, you know, if we don't get it done, then we don't get it done. And the only person that we have to blame for not making our coins is us.
Okay, gratitude. Thank you.
I'm not saying gratitude. I'm saying we work for ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, at times there are things that we need to do for other people, other people's projects that we're working on. Yeah. And that's, that can be hard because, you know, the team that they hired might not be the team that we would have hired.
Right.
Right. In terms of like hair and makeup or the writers or whatever. But I don't know. Does it get easier? No.
Working
for yourself versus working for somebody else.
Well, when you work for yourself, you kind of have a vision of what you want to be doing and what your POV is and what you think should be out there, like whether a show or, you know, comedy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you're in charge of that. When you get hired for somebody else's gig, yes, you are going to play whatever you think is best for you, but overall they're going to edit it the way they want to make them look whatever, you know. Right. You don't have that say.
No.
So that's another reason why I don't really like other people's projects, because they get to do whatever the fuck they want with.
Yep. And you be there for mad hours, and then you watch the final thing and you be like, what, you cut it down to 30 seconds? You know what I mean? Like, I had to get up early, get there on time, took a car to the location, and then you watch the actual video or you watch the clip and you're like, I'm barely in this thing at all.
But it's a blessing. It's a blessing because it's a credit and it's
come on, gratitude.
Yeah, it's gratitude. It's gratitude.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Gratitude. That's a great title. Gratitude. Gratitude. Like Mary, Mary, but gratitude. Yeah, gratitude.
Attitude. Attitude.
Uh-huh. Gratitude. Attitude.
Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sis. Well, what's something that you're grateful for right now? What's your gratitude attitude?
To be honest, I think I am missing gratitude. I'm missing it. Yeah.
Oh.
It's easy to sit back and think about the stuff that you don't have and where you're not at and where you should be. And
especially now.
Yeah.
Because we are surrounded by friends with shows who got billboards. Like, I went to the bank. I went to Chase a couple weeks ago, and there was a giant billboard. Like a giant Z-Way billboard across from my bank.
Shout out to Z-Way doing her damn thing.
I was like, God damn. Like, wow. Yeah. And then, you know, then you come home and you watch Sam J show and you're like, wow. Another person with a TV show.
Shout out to Sam J. Shout out to
pause.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody with a show. But like, it's easier, I feel like, now to not be grateful for what you have because you're looking at what everybody else has and it's really visible.
Yeah, but if you think about it, there's somebody that's, you know, four steps away from you that's thinking they would love to be in your spot.
Oh, so. You mean Johnny Dragon?
Okay, Johnny Dragon. Yeah. Johnny Dragon. We had a review.
Yeah.
Remember we dragged the person who wrote us about, you know, how we can get them closer to the A-list celebrities that are our friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do we get him closer so he could work with them?
Yeah.
You know, he wrote a review on iTunes and it was very honest for him.
Yeah.
And Marie, why don't you read it?
Okay, first of all, the title is Good Pod, But Don't Email Them. Mm. Okay? 4 stars. This is funny. They do seem cool. This is informative too. You'll learn things about lifestyles and situations you've never heard of or been in before. I'd even say it's probably one of the best women-led pods out there. But don't email them unless you have good self-esteem and traditionally attractive features. Wow. So great. Mm-hmm. They're not as nice as you think they are. If Marie reads it, she won't read the whole thing. And they won't say anything about your picture if you look a certain way. I will say their advice will push you and sometimes even help. And there's definitely value in that. But this ain't no soft touch. If you email them, you better really think about what you're saying. They're not your friends. They're your hosts. I guess we should already know that. Probably what they would say and agree with, but I'm positive not all of us do. And this is a warning for those people. Other than that, it's mostly top notch, but maybe don't ask them for advice, at least for now. 4 stars. So it was like kind of.
What do you think about that, sis?
I mean, I feel like this review is kind of like his email that he sent us.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, but ultimately.
Babe, it's the way you're wording things, honey. It's not us.
Yeah.
It's a little backhanded.
He said, if you email them, you better really think about what you're saying. They're not your friends.
I mean, let's just say this.
Okay.
We get a lot of positive reviews. Yes. There's tons of people who write us nice things. Yep. And we read them and we look at them and we get the DMs and it feels good. Right. It feels great.
Yep.
But, you know, we also are people and, you know, we're doing comedy every night and we have comedy online and there's sometimes people say things to us that we're like, what the fuck? Like we are human beings too. We have blood pumping through our veins. We are sensitiva.
Yes, I like that.
We are just like you. So our feelings get hurt as well. So if we ever feel slighted or we read things, whenever we can read something, we will reread them until it's like ingrained in us until we actually have a problem with it.
Listen, like the great Erykah Badu once said, keep in mind I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Amen. Snap, snap, okay? Snap.
So for you to send an email that is worded kind of like a backhanded compliment, yeah, babe, we gonna read it and feel a way about it. But also, if the email got 17 paragraphs and is double-spaced and it's 12-point font and it's Times New Roman, like, I'm not gonna read the whole thing.
Yeah, I try. I read the whole thing, and obviously, you know, hooked on phonics didn't work for
me. Works for me. And you said
didn't work for me. And so, you know, it's a rough to see more than 2 paragraphs. But yeah, it happened. Johnny, let's start over. You know, I send us another photo. I don't remember your picture, but we said that everybody who writes us is attractive. Everyone. Hot listeners. Every single person.
We always give glowing reviews of people's faces.
5 stars, actually.
So, Johnny, you saying that you sent us that 5-page letter and a photo, and we didn't say nothing about your photo?
Well, because we were too upset about the first 2 paragraphs, honey. I'm sorry I didn't get to your photo, so please resend.
Yeah, to recap, he said we were medium famous or something like that. Like, not famous, but
almost
G-list.
Yeah.
He basically called us Kathy Griffin.
Let's start over, Johnny Dragons, and, you know, let's move forward. It happens. We're people, and we were learning and growing, and I think this is going to be an outstanding summer, and I don't want to make enemies. You know, I already have enough people who've been inside me who are enemies now.
Okay,
you know?
Enemies of the state.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't need that from somebody like you, who's probably very lovely. You
but
know.
Also, what was the bad advice? What we gave you advice. We answered your question.
Girl, you asked. I don't remember what we said.
He asked how does he get in touch with people who are on the rise?
Oh yeah,
stars on the rise.
Right.
And
right.
I said, you have to start working with the people who are on the same level as you. And as y'all become more successful, that's who is the next, you know, the next group of famous people or medium famous people or whatever the hell he had asked us
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Work with the people on your level. Don't work up. Work deck. Work.
What's lateral. This?
Or horizontal.
Horizontal. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that was the review that we wanted to read and recap, but it is what it is.
We're starting over.
Yeah.
We're friends again. Hey, boo.
Hey, Johnny.
You look so good. I can already tell your forehead is very moisturized. Your mm-hmm. hairline is intact. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
you don't have black elbows or black knees.
No.
They're and the same color as the rest of your body.
And you're the type of person that orders rosé and you don't drink with a straw. Okay? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that's my favorite type of person.
Mm-hmm. You order shishito peppers for the table.
Woo! Class. Culture. Culture.
Culture, yes. Culture.
So for me, you know, in other news, you know, I miss my girlfriend tremendously.
Tremendously.
I miss her so much and it sucks.
Yep.
I don't really do LDs. It's not really for me.
LD, long distance, yeah.
I do long D, but not long D.
Snap.
Yeah, and I just... It's tough. I mean, we're both working mm-hmm. and we get it. That's the thing about being with somebody in the industry. It's mm-hmm. just like, we're going to be busy. If I wasn't busy, I would already be where I need to be. But
if you weren't busy, you would be unbooked and you would be available.
And that don't get nobody's panties wet.
No.
Does it?
Everybody is dry.
Yeah. So I got to work. She got to work. And so it is truly tough. Truly tough. When I tell you, I haven't missed anybody like this ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. But like, you've never been in love like this.
Love like this before. I never knew there was a love like this before.
Okay, I couldn't hit the
to
note.
To show me a love.
Like this before. Yeah, you've never been in love like this before.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. I haven't had this type of love mm-hmm. at this time in my life.
So when you move away and leave me 3,000 miles away, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to us? Because then we're going to be in a long distance relationship.
I know. I will have to, you'll get flued out.
Oh, okay. Damn.
You're going to have to get flued out.
You're going to be in a long distance relationship with somebody for the rest of your life. Well, not the rest of your life, because I'll probably be in LA for a little bit.
Yeah, but I'll find a way to get you over to LA. And you know, there's going to be other rooms in the place. So.
Yes. I'm not trying to be roommates with y'all. I'm just.
You don't want to threes company it?
No.
Oh my God. The lesbian threes company is hot. We need to make that fucking show.
Okay.
Bitch.
So what was threes company? Because I didn't watch that show.
Threes company was like two girls and a guy. And I think the guy was into one of the girls or something like that.
Okay.
It was a base show. I wasn't really into it, but I think that was a premise. Let's look it up.
Threes company. The other day I saw a poster for Mad About You. And that mm-hmm. was another show that I had not watched. Mm-hmm. But it looked like older white people.
Right.
It was giving people in their late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm. The story revolves around three single roommates, mm-hmm. Janet Wood, Chrissy Snow, Jack Tripper, who all platonically live in a Santa Monica, California apartment complex owned by Stanley Roper and Helen Roper. After Norman fell and Audrey Lindley left the series in 1979 for their own sitcom, Don Knotts joined the cast as the roommate's new building manager. Okay, so the show chronicles the escapades and hijinks of the trio's constant misunderstandings, social lives, and financial struggles. A top 10 hit from 1977 to 1983. The series has remained popular in syndication and through DVD releases. The show also spawned similar spinoffs that Man About the House had, The Robbers, and Three's a Crowd, based upon George and Mildred and Robin's Nest, respectively.
I hate all the words, all the names you just said. George, Mildred, yeah. Janet, no. Yuck, yeah. Yuck. 1970 what to 1980 what? No.
Was never born.
That's before all of our time.
Yeah.
Shout out to the older listeners, though, because I know we got some people who did watch.
Respect Three's the elders.
Company. Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Respect your elders.
Shout out to people listening in Santa Monica, too, because, you know, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Okay, so you trying to get me to do Three's Company with you, and I don't know if I could do that, but okay.
I don't know, Marie. I think you can. You'll get more miles. You know, occasionally you'll get first class. I'll work it out.
You've flown first class before, right? Yeah,
I have.
How was that? What airline was that?
I don't know. It was fine. When I was there, I was like, the salmon was, or no, it was lox or something. It was smoked salmon.
Oh.
Like it was a little appetizer and it was so fucking good. And then they had like a steak and it was yummy. It was cool. I had a good time. But like, I don't like traveling. It's not really for me.
I like traveling.
I just want to get there.
You want to teleport.
Yeah, if we could get in a private jet, PJ, that'd be lovely. Because then I don't want to do it. I don't want to be amongst the crowd.
The commoners. Wow.
Yeah.
Sydney
the
is.
The pedestrians.
Pedestrians. Sydney is giving diet Cruella De Vil. It's giving young, melanated Cruella De Vil. You don't want to be with the poors. You don't want to be with the commoners. You don't want to be with the plebeians. Plebeians? That feels like the word is right that I just used. I don't know.
Write that down.
Plebeians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to write it, but I think there's a U in it. Plebeians. Okay, so you miss your boo. Sis, I had a moment yesterday where I missed my old dude too.
What?
Yeah, and I think it's the first time that I truly felt like I missed him.
Yikes.
And I was in the back of this Uber listening to a ballad, tearing and crying into my mask.
That's some of the best tears I've ever had in the back of an Uber. Ooh, and don't let it be a pool, bitch. Oh my God, there's been times where I was crying in a pool and the other person was passed out, laid up on the window, just mouth
breathing,
open. Just breathing. The fog is coming up, stank, nasty. And I'm just like, and the drivers could see. I know that he saw me in his rearview mirror crying and didn't even ask me, hey ma'am, hey miss, you good? None of that. He minded his fucking business and then he turned the radio up.
Yes.
He turned it
That's
up.
That's an ally. Turn the music up. I don't want to talk about what I feel.
Yeah.
Let me feel what I feel. And you know, otherwise cut the cameras off. Dead ass.
Dead ass.
But no, it was silent. I think maybe three tears fell.
Mm-hmm.
It might've been two, one on each eye. And then the first tear made my mask soggy and I was mad. I was mad that I was crying. I was mad that my mask was wet. I was mad that I was able to admit to myself in the backseat of this funky ass Uber because I got in the car and it smelled.
Mm-hmm.
The car smelled, but I couldn't roll my window down because the AC was on. And it was just like trapped in this like fart Uber with my tears. And
fart Uber with tears. Good title.
Fart Uber with my tears. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It smelled like ass. Maybe that's why I was crying because the fart was in my eyes.
Yeah, maybe it had like a hints of onion. So that's why you were crying?
Yeah, it was given salami, onions, and
pickles?
And gizzard.
Oh.
I can't believe. But yeah, last night after, I don't know how many months it's been. However many months is the first time that I was like, wow, I miss blank.
Yeah.
Blank. That's blank.
Blank.
Blank, blank.
Blank. I miss blank.
I miss blank.
It's a good title too. I miss dot, dot, dot.
I miss blank. Well, what else? Okay, well, you miss somebody. I missed somebody. I'm using the past tense.
I'll be missing you all the while. I'll find a way to get you.
Or I'll be missing you.
I don't know if you hit that note, friend, but yeah.
Thinking of a day. I'm trying to do the total part. Day.
When away. What have I do, babe? What have I do, babe? I've been missing you.
Somebody tell me why.
Oh, that's such a good song for karaoke. I'm telling you.
Okay, so we should. That's a good song for karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next me and my sister sang that at karaoke once, and it was a performance.
Next time we go to karaoke, that I think that'll be our hits.
We need a third person though to do the Diddy parts.
Amina.
It's kind of hard with you not around. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we miss things. Whatever. We're gonna get work done. We're writing things down. We're trying to get laundry done. My therapist told me that instead of saving all of my laundry for once a month to do it, I should do laundry once a week. And I was like, that sounds like a lot. And
that's what I do.
Once a week.
I drop it off. Like they come and pick it up. It costs $12. And yeah, sometimes my panties are missing, but whatever.
Panties are missing?
Yeah, panties.
The Fenties?
No, not the good ones. Just like the regular black ones from Rainbow.
The one that come in a pack.
Yeah.
Wow, the pack.
Panties missing. That's a good title.
Panties missing.
Yeah, we should actually use that title because people will click on that.
Well, hold on. Let's look at what we have so far, mm-hmm. Okay? We have panties missing, I miss blank, fart Ubers, bad day, good life, gratitude attitude, je suis Dalmatians, out the womb dehydrated.
Oh, out the womb dehydrated, death slap.
Out the womb dehydrated.
That's a bop.
Panties missing. Bad day, good life.
I love all of this.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
I think it's great. I'm glad that you were able to come over so we can do this episode again. The one that we recorded, it felt like we weren't really friends on that episode.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, are we cool? Like, what is this?
Well, I think what it is, it's like, if we're talking about our personal lives, then it's easy to be on the same page because it's like, I'm not going to say that's wrong, that's right. But when we have opinions about topical stuff, I mean, usually we don't have the same opinion.
We don't. No, I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
But it didn't feel like something that I would want to listen to.
Okay.
It was like, it just felt like.
Fun fact, Marie doesn't listen to podcasts. So that's hilarious that you say it's not something that you would want to listen
to. But when we record a fire ass episode,
yeah,
I will go back and listen to it when it comes out.
Okay. That's good
to hear. I don't listen to podcasts because I don't like listening to my voice.
Me neither.
Excuse me.
I legit actually have gotten to the point of I'm at that level of, ooh, do I despise my voice?
Oh.
I hate, like, I'm like, oh my God, I know why the girlies don't talk on Instagram because they might have annoying voices and that takes away,
you know,
from their appeal.
You know, I heard Lori Harvey's voice the other day.
I like her voice. It's irregular.
Right, but she doesn't talk on Instagram at all, but I heard her voice for the first time. She did like one of those Vogue makeup videos.
Yeah, she's fine.
And everyone in the comments was like, I'm just here to see what she sounds like.
Yeah, she's cool.
She like, sounds fine.
She doesn't have a vocal fry.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like a Kardashian or anything like
Thank
that.
God.
She's got like a normal voice. It's like, it's not too sexy, but it's like chill. She seems like a chill girl.
Yeah,
like
she does
not,
seem chill.
She's not doing too much. And she's not like, she's not pulling up being.
She's not Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's not sweetie. She's, you know.
Oh, sweetie.
Hold on. Hi, streets. The streets are calling us right
pause,
now.
Pause for street sounds. Yeah. I mean, I think that I am going to be one of these people who stops talking on Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
Marie, I love I think when
I should
you
be
talk
mysterious.
On No, you are so funny. I mean, I say it all the time and it's like, okay, get off Marie's dick. Ooh, that's a good title. Get off Marie's dick. But
that's merch. Get off Marie's dick.
Yeah.
Is merch.
Mm-hmm. I'm just one of your biggest fans. So anytime you say something.
Honestly, Sydney, I truly when you say that, I like truly believe that.
I am.
You're like my biggest cheerleader and I love that for me. And honestly, I feel like I should be a better cheerleader to you. I should be nicer to you. I'm going to be nicer to you moving forward until we die.
What do you mean?
I just feel like I could be nicer to you, Sydney.
You are very nice to me.
I'm nice as I could be to you, you know. But I just feel like you are like, you know, when people are boxing in the ring and mm-hmm. there's like that like manager dude that like gives them the shoulder rub and gives them a pep talk.
And they're pouring Gatorade in their voice.
That's you. That's you. I'm in these streets. I'm running my mouth. I'm boxing Floyd Mayweather. And you're like, girl, you're doing great out there. You're spraying water. You're giving me gum. You're like, you know, you're putting Vaseline on my eyebrow.
That is such a great visual. That's
who you are for me. You're like that.
That would be an amazing sketch of you in the ring and me.
I'm getting my ass whooped. And you're
by
like,
life. It's just yeah, life in the yeah, ring and you yeah. and me in the sidelines. Yeah.
It's just I'm fighting anxiety and I'm losing. And you're like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
You look great. Your body looks good.
I'm
you're
going
double
live.
Tagging.
I'm
you're
like, look at my friend. Look at the, she getting her ass whooped, but look at them fucking abs.
Look at my friend. She's doing it. She's, and yeah, that. Yeah. So I feel like I should be like, if you were the boxer in this analogy, then I'm like kind of your Don King. I'm like helping you get stuff done, but I'm also like doing things for me, you know?
Oh my God.
Right.
You're insane.
I'm your Don King. Please. I'm writing Don King down as a possible.
My God. You're my Don King.
I'm your Don King.
That's a great title. Please take a picture of all of that so I can put it in the notes and post it. That's so funny. I don't know anything else but to be that, because when I was working as a waitress, that's the vibes that we had of each other. We just kind of like, the girls always showed up to my shows.
Yeah.
They were like number one fans and told everybody about me. And because they showed me that, I was like, oh, I have to, it felt good. It made you feel like special, you know? So it reminds me of like, yeah, I like when people do that for me, but I truly love doing it for my friends because it makes me feel good.
But that's what's so cool about when you do it, Sydney, is you do it because you don't know how to not do it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be an awesome mom.
Really?
Yeah, because you might not teach him how to like read that well or nothing like that, but
Shut up! You're going to be... Wow.
Y'all going to be trying to read the words together.
Son of a bitch.
Y'all both going to be sounding things out. But every game, every science fair, every Girl Scout meeting, like you're going to be the mom that is like, you know how like at graduations, they always say hold your applause until all the names have been called and none of the black families ever listen.
No.
You're going to be that mom that has like the bullhorn and you're going to have like a shirt with your kid's face on it and you're going to be, you know.
Yeah, Taraji P. Henson, my friend.
Yeah,
that's what I have to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sometimes I'm like, oh my God, it's so obnoxious. But like, I think that the world is like hard and especially what we're doing is even harder.
Yep.
And sometimes I remember like having a tough go on stage. But mm-hmm. if I hear y'all laughing, it makes me feel safe and feel good.
Yeah.
So,
and also it's like grounding to hear your friends laughing at you.
Yeah.
Cause you're like, especially if you're trying something new.
Yeah.
And the room is like unsure when you get and I feel like when you laugh, first of all, it fills the room cause you got a loud, rude laugh.
Yeah.
And I know that my laugh is doing the same thing. So it's, you know, it's encouragement.
Yeah.
It's comedy encouragement, but also like my friend is funny.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't laughing at my friend, it's something wrong with the room.
Yeah.
Let's reset the room, babe. Yeah.
Y'all are giving me 7 o'clock energy.
It's 7 o'clock energy. We need that late show energy.
Yeah. And speaking of shows, thank you guys so much for you're coming through to the Knit every fucking Sunday. And
oh my
you're
God.
Giving us hugs and you're so sweet and you're saying kind things and you're
but you're hugging
pictures.
Us and you smell good.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really all that matters to me.
You're so beautiful. And really everybody who is a fan of the pod, Molly, I'm going to get back to you. Molly, she wants to be our assistant. I promise I'm going to call you back. I hope you're listening.
She called you?
No, she emailed me because I gave her the email. But you know, I am bad with emails and I emailed her and I was like, I'm going to call her. And then I didn't call her.
Yeah, Molly had some words for me the other day. I said, okay, sis, let me take a step back. She was like, I messaged you already. And I was like, well, message me again. I got a lot of DMs. Send me another message. And she was like, I'm going to message you. And if you don't respond. And I said, sis, you clearly do listen to the podcast because you sound like me.
Yeah.
But also, maybe you don't listen to the podcast because you talking to me like me. So
she said, you guys need me. And I said, oh, OK. All right. Well, I like your energy.
Maybe, yeah. Fine. Maybe we do need her because she said that.
I mean, the way she wrote the email.
What did she say in the email? Can you read like not the whole thing? Shout out to Johnny Dragon. Read like a couple of the cliff notes.
And then I have to call her.
And then you got to call her and hopefully we'll have a little assistant for the unofficial expert and we'll be able to give y'all the quality and the quantity of stuff that y'all
okay,
need.
Okay, look at this. Ooh, it's long.
Okay.
All right.
Well, give us, you know, the spark notes.
Hey, Sydney, thank you so much for being so nice to me and giving me your email, and also for being fucking hilarious and making my life better from unofficial expert to Sid can't cook. Yeah. To be honest, Sid, you cannot cook, but neither can I.
Come on, Molly.
Good for you for being vulnerable with the world about it.
Wow.
You and Marie need me as your free assistant. I'm for real. Attached is my resume, and I'll give you a quick rundown on my stats so you know I am a cool person and perfect for the job. My name is Molly blank blank. Yeah. I am 21 years old.
21.
I was born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah. Mm. I'm not a Mormon, though. Don't worry. LMNO. Oh, no. Laughing my ass off. Mm-hmm. I'm actually Jewish. Okay, holla. We love it.
Holla.
And kind of my whole shtick. Basically, I'm the Alana Glazer of Salt Lake City, and everyone knows me would confirm this. Okay.
The Alana Glazer of Salt Lake City. So what that means is you sexually free? You funny?
Yeah. As your free assistant intern, I will be your little bitch. Seriously, I will get your coffee.
Yeah.
I will get your dry cleaning.
Right.
I will clean your dirty ass refrigerator.
Yes.
Sorry, Sid, not trying to drag you. I will answer emails. I will schedule things for you. I will help however you need me to. There is no catch here. I will not make you guys pay me down the road. I am not trying to use you guys to leverage my career. I will never try to slide in can you guys get me into the comedy show? I simply and wholeheartedly just want to be paid in spending time with you guys and soaking up your knowledge and hilarity.
Wow.
Marie, you can pay me in smoke sessions or not. Mm. I can just watch Marie get high and then go get her some munchies from the bodega. I am literally down to get paid and hanging out with y'all. Aww.
Okay.
That is so
That's really nice.
Sweet. Molly, I'm calling you. If you're listening, Molly, I have already called you.
Molly, this you better so, be listening, you raggedy
so
beach.
So freaking sweet. Please don't single white female us, though.
That's what I was thinking about. You're saying
She's
all
not.
Those nice things, and I'm getting Lifetime Movie Channel chills up and down my spine.
She's not. She's
What the resume look like? She do Excel and PowerPoint?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She's
Yeah. But what else does it say? Let me see. I just want to, because I told her to send me her resume and I told her I was going to read it on my live. Okay. She volunteered for Hillary Clinton. Okay. Okay. Gorgeous. Graduated when? Oh. 2000 what? Uh-uh. Dean's List. Okay, cool. Okay. I like this for us.
Yeah.
Guys listening to the pod, we're going to post some stuff on the Instagram, obviously, when this episode comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
And we just want you guys to I don't know, I want to figure out, we gotta like test Molly or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We gotta figure out a way to like see if she's gonna be a good assistant. So mm-hmm. leave us comments.
What makes somebody a good assistant,
right? And how can we properly test somebody to be an assistant for the unofficial expert? You know. And if there's something that you heard today that you felt like is a red flag, let us know so we know what to look out for. But honestly, she seems sweet and she listens to the pod, and anybody who listens to the pod and then can approach us afterwards is a friend of mine. So push through, sis. Never thought that I'd have an assistant named Molly, though. So
doesn't matter. I just love the energy.
Yes. Keep the same energy, sis, when you're doing the assistant work, though. So, yeah. I think that's it. We made it to the end of the podcast.
We made it fucking through. We did it, guys. I'm so fucking happy. I'm glad that I brought my black ass over here to give you a better episode.
Yeah.
The episode you deserve. The yeah. one that you love.
Yeah.
And see us in our shining, but also, you know, dry light. It's great.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, the sun is setting and it's very dark in this apartment. So we got to go just yeah. so I can cut the lights on. But Sydney, I'm glad you came over, and I'm glad that you...
Anything for you, friend.
That you are more than my Don King, sis. You are the wind beneath my wings, beach.
I will try. It will be an anemic wing, but I got you.
No, I'm the wing. You're the wind.
Oh, okay. Well, the
wind beneath my wings.
My weak wind will definitely lift you up.
Thank you, friend. Anyway, bye, guys. Bye, Molly.
Bye. Love you guys.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.